Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was making my coffee, and I thought, I wonder if maybe the UPS guy came, and he did.
And you didn't get a bloop.
In order to be double sure that I wouldn't have to drive over to the other side of town to go to the UPS depot or whatever, I pre-signed for it. And I figured
I figured that
maybe he would also ring the doorbell when he dropped it off. So that prolonged the magic a little bit.
That's the name of an ointment I made up.
It's also the name of a cake album.
Prolong the what?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Let me eat cake, a celebration of flour, sugar, butter, and eggs.
Who boy?
That's a thing. People get into cake.
People really love their cake.
One thing I never understood why people like is fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I remember when the fish was on The Simpsons.
Chris, I don't understand. So we were talking about food. You said, I don't understand why people like fish. And then you stopped, took it, turned it, and now we're talking about Fish the Band?
Yeah, well, I was always talking about Fish the Band.
Ah, okay. Okay.
That would be very out of place. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really understand why people like fish.
Yeah. This
people really like cake, but I get that. but I feel like too many people like fish.
Yeah. Like, what is it? It's like shiny meat that's in water. I don't understand. They're flopping around. It's just, it's no good.
You'd think they'd be more flavorful, you know? Can we put some spices in the sea?
Can we? All I'm saying is, we got this water. It's so salty, none of it comes through. This fish is under-seasoned as I pick it up out of the water like a bear and take a bite out of it.
Another one. Under-seasoned. Throw it back.
Just eating fish like a hand fruit, you know?
A bunch of salmon trying to get where they're going with bites out of them.
It happens more often than you think. Chicks take scars, you know, up there in the spawning pool.
People like cake, and I'm okay with that.
Chris, I need you to be very clear. Are you talking about Cake the Band or Cake the Food?
Cake the Food.
Okay.
Fish the Band.
Okay. All right. So Cake the Food. It's a little overrated. It's a frosting. It's a frosting conveyance. I think.
Only if the cake is what, like a train?
Yeah.
It's a train cake?
Frosting train. Wheels.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Things couldn't be better.
Everything's fine.
A frosting train. Cookie wheels.
Yeah, I'm not I've never heard enough fish to have to have an opinion on them. I just know that it's one of those things that, like, my only reaction, the only thing I know about them is the culture, and it's like, enough people like them. It's just all those deadheads needed something else to do. It's fine. I'm not going to take it away from them. I'm not
because you don't have the balls.
I've got the power. I just don't have the wherewithal is the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have the intestinal fortitude.
No. I can't. It's that whole parking lot full of those people just coming after me with everything they have. Cause I took away the only thing they live for. I don't have the heart for it, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
you sound skeptical.
No, I was just thinking about that seed vault that they have.
Oh yeah, the one that kind of melted, but then kind of didn't.
Yeah, kind of like that, and it leaked a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about a music vault. in like, you know, in the an apocalyptic time where people are trying to, you know, there's no music.
Chris, are you composing a rock opera?
Come across the vault.
It's like it's like The Giver, but with music instead of color.
The people in the vault are scared of the people that are outside.
Right, right.
They say, we want music, but, you know, it's like all distressed sounding because they're distressed.
Right, right.
And the leader that's developed inside the music vault. Says, fine. Let them play cake.
Asshole. You asshole. Fuck you. I can't believe you've done this. Come on. Dick. I was sitting there. I was like, out of courtesy to Chris, I'm not going to tell him that he's basically describing a concept from the video game Fallout. Okay? I'm not going to tell him that. He doesn't have to live with that. But then you turn around and do this to me? Your only brother, you do this to me?
Betcha that wasn't on Fallout, motherfucker.
Strangely, the guns are. God damn. You're a dick.
You went with me.
No, it's fine.
You are responsible.
Well, you were describing a compelling fictional scenario. I wanted to play in the space that you were creating, you know. I didn't know that we were on one of Chris Ross's patented walks, you know.
You want to go on another walk?
Well, first, what episode is this?
Episode number 209 of the Internet Comedy Podcast, Those Damn Us.
Yeah.
Ross Kids, sorry.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses. You're on probation, man. I can't deal with it right now. No,
can't deal with the what?
I can't just, you're shit. No, you wanted to take me on a walk. Take me on a walk.
I do. I want you to look in your blooper in Skype and click on the link I sent you.
All right, I got it. Am I supposed to be looking at Amazon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I get a little bit of the idea. That's kind of cheap. That's cheaper than I imagine a large bull toy to be, actually.
Right. Yeah. So what it is, it's an inflatable. It's like a giant inner tube, and in the middle of the inner tube is this inflatable bull.
Right, yeah.
That's on bungees.
This is the Inflex Inflatable, the inflatable pool toy.
Right, it's 8 feet long.
Jesus Christ.
By 77 inches by almost 3 feet.
Right, 3 feet tall. Get you 3 feet of separation off of the water. So right. It's an inner tube. You have the inflatable bowl. On a smaller like raft kind of thing in the center, attached by bungees. Now, my question is, to what end, Chris?
You're supposed to, quote, be brave and enjoy a fun bull riding experience on water. Host competitions with family and friends and see how long you can stay mounted on the bull.
This party sucks.
Designed with innovative photorealistic printing technology.
like we've had forever?
It has 88 reviews.
Oh my God. So here's the thing. I'm looking at, this thing is on YouTube. There is an official 30-second promo kind of thing. This is an inherently flawed product because the way that it's, and these people are having a lot of fun in their pool. I don't want to take it away from them, but I'm going to. The way that this is arranged, the people are holding the handles on the outer ring. And moving it around while a person sits at the center, but they're moving the ring around and it doesn't actually do anything to the bowl. Like the only movement that is happening is as a result of these people, like holding one arm up and going, yeehaw, and they're falling off on purpose. Like the static dynamics of this do not work one bit.
in the questions and answers section. Does it have balls? The question is, do you just buy it? Second question. My girlfriend is 350 pounds. Will it support her?
What's the answer?
We haven't used ours yet. After looking at the box, I wondered if it was if this wasn't more of a kid's toy, though.
Here's a video of a man dressed up like a cowboy. He jumped off of his diving board onto it, and he's bucking around on it. There it goes. His hat is off. It's in his hands, and then he's purposefully falling off. He purposefully fell off.
Huh. I'm 200 pounds, and I gave that SOB all it could handle. So no, 350 pounds will not work. Not to mention, she'll never be able to mount the damn thing.
Where did you find out about this?
It's actually on one of the deal sites that I look at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And right on the deal site, it supports up to 220 pounds. It's the lowest price they could find by $11.
Okay, so implicit in the fact that is called a deal site is that anybody would ever want or need this, and thus the lower price would be a blessing to them. So the fact that this is $48 for, you know, no matter how much of a how big this thing is, that's still $48 too much, I think. Although for $12.91, you can get an alternating current electric air pump, and that way you're not, you know, blowing this thing up for 2 hours. So I think that's a mercy you can do for yourself.
Just one of those things that you can't really share. It's got to be your bowl.
Oh, jeez. Huh. And the related items are frequently bought together. Guess what I see? It is a product called the Floater, which is a fake turd that has, by all appearances, two delicately placed corn pieces. Just $11 to throw one of these into your pool. No, three people.
There's
out.
A third one.
What?
Bottom left. There's a third piece of corn.
Okay. I'm accounting for that one. It's kind of on the inside kink. Yeah, this one has a lot of twists and turns to it. There's the big one up by the right zip tie. Next to the upset man's face. A hilarious fake poop. Great for pranksters and pool parties. Realistic texture and size. Now with corn bits.
Oh, God.
And then in one of... That's a pretty big turd. Way to go, friend. There's a picture of it in action inside of a bathtub.
What the fuck is this, man?
What are you talking about the bathtub picture? Are you talking about the
no it's called this thing's called Floaty Pants, hands-free party flotation device, in parentheses, sexy thong, size large.
Let me see your Floaty Pants.
Floaty pants hands-free party flotation device.
Yes. Ab man. Okay.
No, sexy thong is what you...
Okay, what you okay, want. Sexy thong. I'm partial to polka dot bikini.
Floaty pants are the ideal hands-free flotation device. Just step in, buckle up, and prepare to relax.
Yep,
so, sit back in the water without treading or holding on. Proceed to enjoy the conversation, play your favorite game, or sip on your favorite beverage.
Yeah.
So it's for drunk people... to feel upright in a pool.
Drug people who have drank so much they are no longer buoyant. Neoprene crotch to increase comfort and reduce chafing. This is neoprene diaper, Chris.
often to purchase with a koozie that says I pee in pools.
Oh, nice. There's a design on the back. If you look at that.
Yeah, it's great.
I've got another one here. Watermelon ball, the ultimate swimming pool game. for a mere $25. Okay. You can get this just as fun as the original watermelon ball, but with even more durability and functionality. A fun, unique swimming pool game combining components of football, basketball, and rugby in the water. Can be dribbled like a basketball and passed underwater. Can pass up to 10 feet. This is an inflatable
battery's
ball.
Not included.
Crossfire? No, it's like a basketball that is textured like a watermelon that you fill with water. Summertime, Chris. Summertime.
It's Summertime, man.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a Stylofoam retro pocket synthesizer.
Whatever happened to dive sticks? Did too many of those go up kids' butts?
I think too many kids got knocked in the head.
Okay. Yeah, they replaced them with dive rings.
Tubes filled with hard plastic tubes filled with sand.
Yep.
You're supposed to chuck them in the pool.
Yep, just throw them. Yeah, hey, go get this. Wow, you went to the bottom real fast.
Yeah, we get it. You can dive for them, Gary. You don't have to show off by hanging out down there.
I'm going to pretend you're talking about Gary Butterfield.
Okay.
Oh, how about this? The Blue Wave Aqua Golf Backyard Game. It is a floating inflatable golf green that you put in the water. Then you have a little pad that you chip off of, trying to get your golf balls into the hole.
Yep.
I've always said the golf didn't have enough moving targets.
I felt that way for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like we're related.
The floating pong pool table.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. a 12 person tent.
Chris, why are we going down this hole? Swimline floating multi-game game board. Okay, so this is a floating checkers board that you can also play chess or backgammon on. Not that anybody has ever played backgammon.
They played it on Veep, didn't they?
I think so. Kovac waterproof playing cards and plastic case. Great for pool and water games. Hey, I'm so addicted to gambling.
I'm addicted to gambling and piss stuff.
Oh, man. Just every single people also bought is just another unnecessary thing. It's great. Can't you just have fun in water, God's most majestic substance?
I don't even know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why did you send me this way?
Just because I thought that was a funny product.
It's a very funny product.
It reminded me of that one product you pointed out here, maybe longer ago than I think, about...
The Giddy Up Daddy?
Yeah, that one.
Or Pony Up Daddy?
Yeah. Pony Up Dad.
Which was marketed toward kids, but is definitely for daddy fetishes.
Come on, daddy.
Yeah. I've got an upsetting story because I'm very grossed out by eye stuff. Old woman over in England goes in for cataract surgery because she's just having a terrible time. Terrible, terrible time with her vision and just eye discomfort, et cetera, et cetera. So they go, you know, get ready to put her under the knife for this horrifying surgery. And they discover that, well, this mass, this lump that is on the front of her eyes and her cornea and everything, it's not so much a natural thing as it is 27 contact lenses stuck together on her eye. Yeah, stacked like Pringles. So
how does that even work?
Well, she's got these disposable contact lenses, and I don't think anybody.
Yeah. Disposable in that your body eats them?
Oh, yeah. It reabsorbs them. Your eyes sometimes your eyes need a little snack. Why do you think you blink? That's your eyes chewing, you know?
Yeah.
So she puts them on, doesn't take them off, and says, hey, these are supposed to be in for a month. She had been wearing monthly disposable contact lenses for about 35 years. And I guess just through attrition, some of them, you know, came off, some of them didn't. And they're like, well, we can't do surgery on this, on you, the way that you are, because this is the most upsetting. Miraculously, she didn't have any kind of infection, which is ridiculous. I think I wore contacts for a year and I got pink eye every other week.
Don't change them on the toilet.
Just something would happen and I would get terrible infections in my eye. So it's all glasses for me. But yeah, doctors readying a 67-year-old woman for cataract surgery in November discovered a bluish mass in one of her eyes. The blue being the natural tint of those lenses. A survey of 4,269 contact lens wearers by the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention suggests that more than 99% reported at least one behavior that puts them at increased risk for eye infection or inflammation. So I am in good company. Literally everybody has bad habits. Mine is I'm just most comfortable in the toilet. So that's where I get my work done.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I just wanted to just make your gorge rise with that awful, awful story.
My gorge rise.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a t-shirt that says, surely not everybody was kung fu fighting.
I've seen that. I've seen that in the wild.
Never seen it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny as far as slogan shirts go. I like the idea of wearing a shirt to argue with a 40-year-old song. Like just wear a shirt that says you probably could have named that horse by the time you left the desert. You know, like,
right.
Horses don't just come with names. You give them one, you callous piece of shit, you garbage human.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I needed that.
You know, Saturday night, it's okay for fighting, but try Sunday.
Okay. I think I should tell you a story before you talk more.
Shut me up.
If you ever find yourself being chased by a mob of angry robots, there is something that can be done.
Okay.
An office building in Washington, D.C. has deployed a Nightscope K5 security robot by the name of Steve. Less than a week after it was dispatched to the office building, Steve tumbled down a set of stairs and into a fountain where he was no match for the ankle deep water. Onlookers unsure of how to help the robot as it lay unmoving on its side.
Help, 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 help.
Bubble noise. displayed little sympathy Monday. We were promised flying cars. Instead, we got suicidal robots.
Okay, that person rules.
Steps, our best defense against the robopocalypse.
It's a word.
Yeah, I'm sure not. The waterlogged robot was eventually removed from the fountain by personnel in rubber boots. Not sure if it can be repaired.
Where was this?
Silicon Valley startup Nightscope adds it's investigating the isolated event, but stresses that no people were harmed or involved in any way.
Huh. So
this is people. Washington D.C. The Nightscope K5 Steve.
No people. No people were harmed. The Nightscope K5 Steve. You know, Steve's fucked. Yes, Steve's gonna be turned into a bunch of beer cans.
Refurb Steve.
Yeah. Huh.
Different than Reverb Steve.
Reverb Steve's a karaoke bot.
My bad.
Yeah, Reverb Steve is he's a life of the party. The life of the party. Huh. Well, if you're looking for intelligence, you know, we're trying to build robots in our own image, right? They can walk like us, you know, make them look like us so we can be comfortable with them. But intelligence comes in all shapes and sizes, all forms. And sometimes it surprises you. Chris, you know that I like birds. And among them, some of my favorite are the members of the corvid family. Okay. You know what corvid is?
No.
It's like a raven or a crow. Sometimes you know, like magpies or grackles are part of it. Just think black kind of sleek birds. Most common around here, you see crows. Occasionally you see a raven. They're bigger.
Like an oriole?
No, oriole is not a corvid, I don't believe.
It's black.
Well, I mean, a blackbird is not a corvid, I don't think.
It's not. So some blackbirds are that word.
Yeah. Right. Corvid. Corvid.
But not all blackbirds are.
Right. It's squares and rhombuses.
Gotcha.
Right. So, like I said, you know, you're finding intelligence here. They're incredibly smart, and we've known this for a little bit. Like, there are famous videos of them, like taking nuts, you know, nuts with hard shells. They want to get at that sweet, sweet meat inside. So they'll drop them into the middle of a crosswalk and wait for the cars to drive over them, and then wait for the light to change, go out and eat the nuts, and then get away by, you know, before the light changes. They also communicate. They can remember faces. You know, if you piss off one crow, all of a sudden every other crow will come after you. But a new research paper done in the Journal of Science looks into this a little bit further. So cognitive zoologists Matthias Osbeth and Can Kabadai just ran some crows through some puzzles and figured out that they can plan ahead. So put out a bunch of objects saying like, hey, here's some toys. Here's some distractions that we put in here, you know, and they go through and they, just kind of play with them. Then about 15 minutes later, they put out a puzzle, and immediately 86% of the time, Chris, they use the right object to open the puzzle box to get their food. Okay.
Okay.
Crows solving puzzles, dropping stones into a vial of water to get some water to drink, to raise the water level. Similar, they can use small little tokens to barter with humans, and they figured out to select the token the token that would give them the most food when presented with a range of objects. And also, like, this is a huge one. Because like not even young humans are able to do this. They're able to exhibit self-control. You know that test where it's like, hey, I'll give you one marshmallow now or two in 5 minutes. They've been able to figure that out.
so they can help any food escape from captivity.
Right.
Yet they're not insulin dependent.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, they're birds, man.
I'm gonna throw myself down some stairs into a fountain.
I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we shouldn't give them a bad rap. Crows are great.
I want to go out in a fountain of glory.
Yep. Yeah, ride the euthanasia coaster. Have your body tossed into a fountain.
Yeah. Want to be chipped and blended?
Chipped Chris on toast.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Click clack, man. That's what I say.
Click clack. That's a crow typing on the keyboard.
Yeah. They found a vaccine for gonorrhea.
They did?
Yep. On accident.
I thought that was a huge problem. Like, what is it? Antibacteria or antibiotic resistant gonorrhea?
2 weeks ago, I read an article that there's untreatable gonorrhea going around. And then, today I read an article that says that they found a vaccine on accident.
How do you find it on that? I mean, like, I know penicillin was discovered on accident, but like, what's the deal?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. They were trying to develop a vaccine that for meningitis, meningococcal B.
Meningococcal B. Disease, huge risk for kids going away to college, actually.
Yeah, so then they realized, oh wait, it doesn't do that, but you know, it's helping out with this gonorrhea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 15,000 cases. So it's not just a coincidence.
Okay.
I mean, it's 15,000 cases showed a 31% decrease.
31% decrease in burning sensation, or
no, in rates of having gonorrhea.
Right, right. Huh. I always thought that the clap was chlamydia.
No.
No, it's gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. And I know why, too.
You know why I know that?
Why?
No, no.
I know why it's called the clap.
Right, because they used to slap the genitals to get it out.
No.
Okay, why is it called the clap?
The urethra would be all crusted with shit, and you'd have to, like, smack your junk to try to knock the crust loose so that you could piss.
How is that different than what I said? Yeah, you have to slap it to get it out.
To get it out. Yeah. To get out the urine.
Right.
Yeah, and I didn't think you were talking about... I didn't know what you were talking about. Like, you know, like, smack it to get it to come out of the dark? Like, what is that? Okay.
Show who's boss. Hey, I'm your landlord. You're living in me. Yeah. No good. Well, maybe that'll help stop people from suffering.
More like paying for a ride,
I suppose. Oh, got a story here. This is a story of a brand killing it. Brand watching Twitter saying, hey, what can we do? How can we get in the news? How can we get some free marketing? How can we get some free marketing on a podcast that, Chris, literally hundreds of people listen to? Well, Dr. Pepper figured it out, saying, hey, we're going to set up our Twitter app. Look for people talking. Look for people talking about Dr. Pepper, our cool prune soda. And they found one. They got a bite. This is a person. This is a college student at Kansas State who tweeted back in December. I really just need to have a Dr. Pepper fountain installed in my house. That would certainly be cheaper than how much I spend on it currently. Laughing and crying emoticon. Okay. So just making that joke. It's a little bit like the Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Deeds, where he has the root beer fountain. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the classic Winona Ryder, Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
So
the Winona Ryder spliff.
So she tweets that out, and the brand magicians over at Dr. Pepper, they get to working. They start putting this together. It's copper colored. It's the color of Dr. Pepper. And she just wakes up one day, walks outside of her house, and boom, what's there in their front garden? Oh, it's this Dr. Pepper fountain that holds 5 gallons of Dr. Pepper. And then they had a medical scientist there who the courts ordered them to take to say, okay, you can take one sip out of this, but we really encourage you not to actually drink out of this because birds can poop in it. You're going to be sick. You're going to get as sick as you can ever get. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then they said, hey, we'll give you 1,200 cans of Dr. Pepper to make up for that. And her quote is, I have always loved it. It is the best tasting pop. So yeah, Dr. Pepper fountain. Hot and cold running Dr. Pepper, Chris.
It's the dream, man.
Yeah. Can't use DDP in that, though. It'll fuck up the pump. Has a different viscosity.
I just not react well with sweeteners.
No. I just realized how crazy. It's like, hey, we gave you this thing that makes sure that your house will always be covered in bees. You know how we were worried about colony collapse and how there would never be bees anymore? Well, it's not so much that there were no bees and all the bees were dying. It's that all of them went to Claire's house. Claire is their new queen.
Way to go, Claire.
You did it. You solved the bee problem. You're where we get honey now. You don't seem to have much to say about that, so tell me a story.
I don't. I mean, they'll do anything. Remember when Pepsi was giving away a Harrier jet?
Yep. VTOL.
And Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to take the jet.
Yeah.
Hey, a few lovers of Tennessee whiskey likely know that they owe their favorite drink to a slave named Nearest Green. That's right. Jack Daniels would not be a thing if it wasn't for a slave named Nearest Green.
That's a pretty great name, actually.
Right. Jack Daniel's only recently started publicly recognizing Green's vital role in its history.
What did he do? Did he like come up with the mash formula or what?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Green started distilling whiskey for his owner, Dan Call, in the mid-1800s in Lynchburg. It was on Call's farm that Green taught Jack Daniel how to make whiskey.
Huh.
Call later gave his distillery to Daniel, and the Green and Daniel families continued to work together for decades.
I mean, it's kind of shitty that they just kind of kept it under wraps and didn't say give them credit when they should have.
When would that have been?
I don't know. I really don't know because
back in slavery times?
No, not back in slavery. Yeah, that's a. It's good that they're doing it now. It's good that they have done it. Let's say that. But then again, like Jack Daniel's is really overrated. I really don't like Jack Daniel's a lot.
I can't remember ever having it. I know I've had it, but I was never like, oh man, that's good stuff. I know I've never bought a bottle of it.
That's so expensive.
I have no idea how much it costs, but
yeah, it tastes. Yeah. I think Jack Daniel's tastes very astringent.
$400.
Yeah. What's a banana cost? Well, what's health insurance cost? $12.
Like $9.50.
Yeah, something like that.
$9.50 a banana.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. I pay $100 for a room in a Hampton Inn, and they give me all these $9 bananas.
It's something about there's a weird economic model for that. Sorry, I realized I didn't have a joke, so I did that thing where I just mutter my way through it. Yeah, no, I just like if you're gonna spend a bottle of Jack Daniel's is like $26 here.
Really?
Yeah, and
you know, like at Maker's.
Yeah, exactly. And like if I am getting a whiskey to sip, I will get Maker's because it's like $5 more, and it is a good thing. But like if you're gonna mix it, there's no reason not to go down market, you know.
It's a country ballad, a whiskey to sip.
It's a sipping whiskey. Yeah. I don't know
either. You got one last doozy for me?
Man, I've got three stories. Let me go back to the old stuff. No, I've got another story about a crow that led to a meth bust. Crow was grabbing the little baggies of meth out of the trash can at a gas station. But I've already told my crow story. I've met my crow quota, for the week. Let's see. Already done enough nature. Let's do this. Over in Germany, Berlin, cops have to have conventions too. You know, it's not just nerds. It's not just gun shows. You know, and other countries have cops as well. Okay. And so 220 cops were dispatched into the city for the G20 summit. Remember that this was about a month ago now. By the time people listen to it, that's where our president decided to get all buddy buddy with a despot. And as you would expect, or maybe like you wouldn't expect, because cops are different. You know, they didn't open fire on a crowd of innocent people. Instead, what they did was about 200 cops were arrested or disciplined for throwing a gigantic rager, an alcohol-fueled party topped with sex in public in Hamburg. Okay?
Topped with sex in public.
One female officer was seen dancing on a table dressed only in a bathrobe with a weapon in her hand. Okay?
And a weapon.
Photos were published of the cops posing with their drinks as well as dining as well as the dining site in disarray after the party ended at 6:30 a.m. You know, we don't go down till the sun come up, all right? Because that's the way the cops do it in Germany. At least one officer was also involved with a punch-up with a colleague. I guess this article is written was written over in England, on the western city of Wuppertal.
Wuppertal.
Yeah, Wuppertal.
Yeah. People train runs out of Wuppertal.
Yeah, and this officers have to be role models, they say. The work of the Berlin police cannot be hurt by such incidents. So they bus in. They bus in all these cops from all over Germany. And they're like, hey, we're going to party. And I guess, like, even the cops in Berlin have problems. In January, an officer raised eyebrows after it was revealed that he had acted in a porn film before joining the force. Scandalous.
Are all the cops in one family?
I think so.
Like an airing of grievances at 4 a.m. after everybody was ripped.
Hey, you know, you're brothers when you're in the force.
Jesus.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, like German cops know how to have a good time. If you're at a party and somebody says, hey, I'm a German cop, just let them loose. Let them do it.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. Cops are normal people, man.
Yeah, I know.
Cops love to boogie.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, let me tell them what they can do.
Please.
Yeah. Consider going over to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids and liking that page. In addition, if you want to do any shopping, consider going to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and using the Amazon links. That is a way to support the network without incurring any extra costs for yourselves. If you're buying your toilet paper there, we get a small cut of that, by which I mean one roll of every 10 comes my way. And then one of every 10 of those goes Chris's way. Yeah. Chris, did I forget anything?
No, you got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.